We now welcome onto the call the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team on your 45-6 win over Georgetown last Saturday. Sure, it felt good to get that first win on the board. What impressed you about the way your team played?
Well, you know, as you said, that first win is always a good one to get. Sometimes it's the hardest one to get. But I was very happy with the way our guys came out, you know, having not won in the first 2 weeks and really showing a lot of improvement in all phases of our game. You know, I was really happy with what we did on the defensive side in terms of we were improved tacklers. I thought we did a good job or a much better job getting off the field on third downs than we had in the previous week. And I thought we did a good job of turning the offense away in the red zone. There was two opportunities in the red zone where Georgetown came away with two field goals is all, and they weren't able to score a touchdown. You know, and offensively, you know, we had a big week, a big day the week before. But I thought we were very consistent on Saturday. And we let the game come to us. We didn't try to force things in terms of forcing the ball down the field or force runs that maybe weren't there. And I think that the combination of Jaden Sheridan and what Tony Musket was able to do and the core of receivers that he has, you know, really continued to demonstrate how explosive we can be when we're playing smart, consistent football. And then I think our special teams is probably the area that I thought showed the most improvement, not just with our specialists, our kicker, our punter. I just thought we showed continued improvement in all three phases, defensively, offensively. The special teams, I thought, performed better, particularly our specialists and our coverage units. The one area that I still think we need to clean up is our penalties. That hasn't been a major problem, and it wasn't a problem in the first 2 weeks, but Saturday we had 9, and 3 of them were on special teams, which really, they create poor starting field position. We started one drive on our 8-yard line, one drive on our 13 as a result of a special teams penalty. We had 3 on defense that, you know, defensive penalties, they're always an automatic first down plus yardage. And then we took ourselves out of the scoring position with one of our offensive penalties. So we've got to be smarter about what we do there, more heads up, more alert to how we're doing things. And I think we will. Our guys are very locked into that.
Good question this morning from Steve Ellison. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Kevin. You lost some really key guys off that offense, you know, in Lonnie and Terrence. And yet this is probably as explosive an offense as you may have had. Can you maybe talk about that and the way they're playing right now and how guys have really stepped up, particularly at receiver?
Well, I think that, you know, there's two things, Steve. You know, first, as you say, the receivers, you know, where we did have Lonnie Moore and Terrence Green, who were dynamic down the field, explosive play threats a year ago. Now it's more kind of receiver by committee. There's a lot of guys who are contributing. You've got Alex Bryant. You've got Asante Kearney. You've got Darren Carrington, Hugo Abbasi, all guys who are making play. Dymir Miller in the first week of the season has the ability to get downfield and make plays. And I think the more guys we have that can make plays, the better it is for our offense and the more explosive we'll be. And then in the running, in the backfield, I think we've got 3 excellent running backs. You know, Jaden Sheard has had 2 big weeks in a row. He gives us that explosive, you know, take it to the end zone threat that Pete Guerrero gave us a few years back. And Juwan is that guy who can still get all the really good, tough yardage, and you know what you're going to get with him each and every play. And then, you know, Owen Wright, boy, he's really got a nose for the end zone right now. He's finding a way to put the ball across the goal line and score points for our offense. So the combination of those 3 guys, what that entire receiving core gets us. And then you've also got Tony, who's not only delivering the ball to the receivers, but he's also getting us into the right play, whether it's a run or a pass.
You know, and just defensively, definitely a step forward last weekend. Can you talk about that unit and what they're going to have to do well against Villanova?
Well, yeah, I thought that, you know, the first week of the season, I thought we played fairly well, be it, you know, we did have a few breakdowns. You know, then the second week of the season, you know, we did not do many things well. And I thought we kind of got back on track on that side of the ball. First of all, I think we tackled better. I thought we did a much better job on third downs and getting off the field and giving the ball back to our offense. We did a much better job when Georgetown got in the red zone, turning them away without any touchdowns. I think we can continue to improve week in, week out, but that's a great start in the right direction there. And as you look at the Villanova team, I think, you know, from an offense, they run the ball very, very well. They're big up front. They're strong. They have great concepts and schemes. And they use three running backs, all who of which have the ability to break tackles and get yards after the first contact. The quarterback is doing a good job delivering the ball. They've got some receivers who make plays. So, you know, there's a reason they're ranked. I guess last week they were ranked 7th in the nation. I haven't seen this week's yet, but there's a reason they're ranked that high. They're extremely explosive.
Great. Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, I want to go back and touch on Owen Wright. I think he's up to 8 touchdowns now here in 3 games. I know you like to use him in a variety of ways. He runs out of the Wildcat. He caught a touchdown pass the other day. What makes him so effective near that end zone?
Well, I mean, I think it starts, one, with his preparation. Owen is one of the most prepared players on our team. When he takes the field, he knows exactly why he's in there. He understands what the defense is going to try to do to take it away. And he's going to make really good decisions when the ball is in his hands. The other thing is he's a very physical runner. It's very difficult for one guy to bring him down. If you give him a crack, he has the leg drive, the upper body power, the bulk to him to get the ball into the end zone. You know, a week ago, he stepped through a couple tackles and went in from about 30 yards out. This week, he caught a pass out of the backfield, turned that into a touchdown. And then when we get down inside the 5-yard line, he's very tough to stop.
I know you talked to Steve a little bit about the improvement on your defense. 3 sacks, 7 tackles for loss. After what happened last week with the Fordham game, how much do those guys need that, maybe just from a confidence level?
Well, I mean, they really needed it. I'll be honest with you. You know, you go out and you play defense, and, you know, if you've been in the game long enough, you always have one of those games where that snowball starts rolling down the hill, and no matter what you try to do, you can't stop it. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger the further down the hill it goes. And that's kind of what happened last week in the Fordham game. You know, we took this past week to return to basics, to go back to fundamentals, to improve on little things and hopefully incrementally give our guys confidence in what they were doing. They, you know, it wasn't them. They shouldn't doubt themselves. They shouldn't doubt the scheme. They shouldn't doubt the calls. They should just, you know, let's improve the little things. Let's be better tacklers first. Let's be more consistent in terms of our assignment and our execution, our footwork. And that's where our focus was. And I think through that, we were able to start develop a base that they were confident when they took the field on Saturday.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for your time today. Safe travels to Villanova, and we'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.